With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck off Taiwan's eastern coast, the strongest to hit the island in 25 years. It prompted tsunami warnings by both Taiwanese and Japanese officials. Tsunami waves actually hit two of Japan's southern islands. Severe weather patterns in the Midwest will soon travel east to New England this week.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin, National Weather Service meteorologist Roy Eckberg says folks could expect low visibility due to severe rain or snow.
Visibilities could get quite low, maybe a quarter mile or less.
He also said the wind could cause some people to lose power.
There could be some power outages and tree damage due to the strong winds and the heavier snowfall.
Oklahoma was hit the hardest, where strong, heavy rains produced three suspected tornadoes. The storm's expected to move into New England beginning Wednesday night. New Hampshire and Maine could see up to 18 inches of snow. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he plans to serve out the remainder of his term through 2027.
McConnell repeated to a Louisville radio host what he's already said before. When he announced in February he was resigning from his role as party leader, McConnell told his colleagues, quote, "I'm not going anywhere anytime soon." Despite those words, there has been speculation McConnell may choose to retire at the end of this year. McConnell says instead he plans to take what he calls a new direction, pushing back against what he sees as a growing strain of isolationism within the GOP. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump wins the Wisconsin Republican primary. The win comes from the same day that Trump held campaign rallies in the key battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin, which he won in 2016. This is SRN News. Many Americans do not have a biblical worldview.
A new study from Arizona Christian University reveals that 92% of adults in this country subscribe to something called syncretism, which researchers define as, quote, "a fusion of disparate ideologies, beliefs, behaviors, and principles culled from a variety of competing worldviews into a customized blend." Only about 4% of Americans truly have a biblical worldview. Experts believe this poll says a lot about why the country is having so many problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A South Texas woman is suing the Starr County District Attorney's Office and the county after she was charged with murder over a self-induced abortion 2 years ago. Lizelle Gonzalez is seeking $1 million in damages after she was arrested and jailed for 3 days after she induced the abortion and then wound up in the emergency room. This is SRN News. Amazon is making a change to its fresh grocery stores.
After hearing from customers who enjoyed skipping the checkout line, but also wanted to view their receipts and savings as they shopped, Amazon Fresh is making a change. Instead of skipping the checkout line and getting a receipt after, Amazon says customers will be using smart carts that allow shoppers to skip the checkout line, but also see their spending in real time. Just walkout technology will continue to be offered in Amazon Go stores and some smaller Amazon Fresh stores in the UK. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden is the winner of the New York Democratic primary. He's facing an ongoing protest vote in the Democratic primaries with Hamas supporters pressuring him to change course on the Israel-Hamas war. Former President Trump suing the co-founders of his social media platform, Truth Social. More details at SRNNews.com.